When the NCAA brings a championship to town, it tries to make a splash.
It's a cool event. I've been to five of them, and it's unlike any big sporting event I've seen.
That's Robert Morris University Associate Athletic Director Marty Golosi, whose school put in the bid to bring the event to the Consol Center. Tickets to all three games are sold out, and online ticket resellers are asking anywhere from $20 to $200 for a seat at tonight's games, more for the championship tilt Saturday. But Golosi says there is no need to buy a ticket to get in on the celebration.
There are a lot of free events that go along with this. Don't miss Frozen Fest. This is a very neat event. It's 1 to 4:30 on Thursday, 3 to 7 on Saturday, an outdoor celebration of hockey, food, interactive games, bands, all kind of fun stuff.
The Frozen Fest has set up shop in the parking lot across the street from the Consol. NCAA Associate Director of Championships, Kristen Fassbender, says it's a great way to show off the schools and what she calls her corporate champions.
It's a great opportunity to take your kid. It's a free event, and there's all sorts of different things going on in there. There will be kid-friendly activities all around it. The opportunity for poster making, there'll be opportunity for people to get something to eat, for people to watch some live music, pep rallies with the four advancing teams, bands. There'll be some red carpet welcomes on as they enter the arena on Thursday and Saturday. Kind of a opportunity to welcome the teams, and their fans get a chance to as well.
The two teams that survive the semifinals tonight will practice on the Consol ice for an hour apiece Friday at 10:15 and 12:15. Fassbender says that event is just the first, which is free and open to the public tomorrow. There will be an autograph session with the players at 4:30, and then an hour-long award ceremony at 5:30, where the Hockey Humanitarian Award and the Hobie Baker Memorial Award will be handed out.
The Hobie is the collegiate Heisman for hockey, and we have two players that have the three players that are up for the finalists of the Hobie Baker, one place for Quinnipiac and one place for St. Cloud State. So you're going to see the top-notch college hockey players.
The awards will be followed by an event that excites RMU's Marty Golosi.
At 7:30 on Friday, April 12th, an open skate at Consol Energy Center for up to 1,200 people. Four half-hour sessions of 300 people. So if you want a chance to skate at Consol Energy Center, get in line. There are free skates, compliment of Bauer, and opportunity to skate on the same ice that Crosby and Malkin and all the Penn skate on.
Golosi says he expects the free events to be as well attended as the games themselves, and he hopes they'll spark a new appreciation for hockey.
We sold Pittsburgh hard as a hockey town, not a college hockey town. It's been a pro hockey town, and we're trying to enable college hockey to build a foothold in southwestern Pennsylvania. There are college footholds in this country that are absolutely incredible. The state of North Dakota, where the new University of North Dakota is there, that's their Pittsburgh Steelers. In Minneapolis and St. Paul, the Twin Cities, in Boston, college hockey, Detroit has a very, very strong foothold. People will be at the Frozen Four wearing their North Dakota, and I bring them as an example because they'll be there. Even though their team didn't make it, they'll be here in mass.
The Frozen Four next year moves to another town not known for its college hockey. The 2014 event will be held in Philadelphia. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.